Boo!
Did I scare them? Do you think I scared them? I tried to scare people. It's Halloween! You're supposed to scare people!
Trick or treat!
I don't have any candy. My doctor won't let me eat any candy anymore. So
it's okay. You can give me some sugar.
I could give you the candy. Wait a minute. But then I won't have any candy. I want candy. All right, it's Halloween time. That's why we're talking about scaring people, costumes, trick-or-treating, and candy. These are some of the great things people love about Halloween. And the Wongs are exactly like us. They love Halloween, too. Paige, Jimmy, and Timmy and their dad are going out trick-or-treating. I hope they get lots of delicious candy. Mm.
不过其实看起来好像是小孩子才比较喜欢 Halloween.
Yeah. Let's find out. A spooky Halloween.
Trick or treat!
Hello, kids. Open up your bags so I can give you candy.
Whoa! Yay! We scared Mrs. Lou.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Lou. Boys, that isn't nice. You shouldn't play mean tricks on people.
Happy Halloween! Your costumes are cool!
This is the last house. Boys, go ring the bell.
Don't you think the house is empty?
Good evening. I love children's blood.
Come back, kids. Where are you running to?
Yay! You scared Jimmy and Timmy, Grandpa!
Red power!
Bag. Bag. Mom bought a beautiful new bag at the department store.Mom bought a beautiful new bag at the department store. Cool. Cool. Eric wore a cool pair of shoes to school today. Eric wore a cool pair of shoes to school today. Bell. Bell. The mailman rang the belland delivered my package. The mailman rang the bell and delivered my package. Empty. Empty. Brittany likes to study in an empty room without loud noises. Brittany likes to study in an empty room without loud noises.
Now, I know that in Taiwan, Halloween today is not a very strange thing, right? Lots of kids will go to school, dress in a costume, get candy.
Yeah.
When you were a little girl, mm-hmm. did people go out and do trick-or-treating at Halloween?
No, not exactly.
No, eh?
No.
Yeah, interesting. When I was a kid, I moved to England mm-hmm. when I was 8 years old.
So?
They didn't have Halloween in England.
Really?
No, it was totally, it was like Chinese New Year. It was totally foreign culture for people in England at that time.
So they don't celebrate Halloween?
I think maybe like Taiwan, maybe now it's more popular because, you know, people start to learn about other places and, hey, that's kind of cool. Let's do that Halloween. But when I was a kid, no Halloween. My face was like very sad.
But how about when you were... 6 or 7 or even 5 years old?
In Canada? Oh, yeah. We'd had Halloween just like in America. But in England, anywhere out of North America, when I was a kid, nope, no Halloween.
Okay, so what kind of candy did you get?
Oh, in Canada, we got little chocolate bars were my favorite. Yeah. Of course, you like the chocolate. Some families would want to be healthy.
Uh-huh.
And they would give you apples.
Oh.
We hated those houses.
They can give you apples instead
of candy?
Well,
they can, but it's, yeah, well, you can,
really?
Sure. Oh. Or some families were even worse. They would give you a toothbrush.
Really?
Trick or treat, they put in a toothbrush, brush your teeth. And you'd be, you know, well, you wouldn't do that, of course, but in your mind, you'd be like, where's my chocolate? Anyways, so those are some of the dangers of Halloween. You want to get the good candy, not the healthy stuff. Mm. All right, so Dad is taking the kids out Halloween trick-or-treating, and they're going over to their neighbor, Mrs. Lou's house, for some candy. So, like they always do, bing bong, they ring the doorbell or knock on the door, and Mrs. Lou opens the door, and the kids say,
trick or treat.
Right, exactly. They don't say Merry Christmas or Happy New Year. They say trick or treat, because that's what you say. Mrs. Lou says, hello, kids, open up your bags so I can give you candy. She puts candy in each kid's bag and notices a head in Jimmy's bag. There's a head, a person's head.
That's not nice.
Inside Jimmy's bag.
So she must be scared.
And she is. She goes, ag. That's probably, probably screaming.
Right.
That's a scream from Mrs. Lou. Oh my gosh, look, there's a head in the bag. What exactly is a bag? It's something we carry things in, okay? So if you go to school, you'll have a book bag. If you go to the gym, you might put your clothes in a bag. And of course, if you're traveling somewhere or shopping, you can carry things in bags, right? You can hold them in your hand, puts lots of things inside. It's very useful. For example, we could say, Mom bought a beautiful new bag at the department store. Oh, this might be an LV bag or a Coach bag. Very expensive. But still, it's a bag. You put things in it.
对啊，其实不管是那个 LV 包包，或者是 Coach 包啊，或者是什么包啊，或者是塑胶袋啊，其实都叫做 bag, B-A-G。像中文可能就是讲袋子啊，或者是包包啊。都是用这个字 bag.
All right. Well, they had a head in their bag, and the boys are both laughing now, giving each other another high five. Yay! We scared Mrs. Lou. These are bad boys. These boys will be in trouble sometime. Dad is there. He says, oh, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Lou. He's, you know, sorry that she was scared. He says, boys, that isn't nice.You shouldn't play mean tricks on people. Yeah, to play a trick on someone means to do something so that they kind of look silly after you do it, right? It's okay for your friends, but maybe not like a nice old lady who lives near your house.
Yeah.
That's not really nice.
但是其实不管是不是在 Halloween 当中的所谓的 trick or treat, 当你有时候我们不像是这个 April Fool's Day 啊，在这个愚人节的时候啊，或者是平常有时候你跟好朋友可能开玩笑恶作剧啦，在英文当中都可以用 play a trick on someone, play a trick on someone, 可能是在他生日的时候啊，故意捉弄他一下啊，这个都可以用 play a trick on someone.
Okay, so like people do on Halloween, they're going from one house to another down the street. Dad takes Paige, Jimmy, and Timmy to the next house.Paige and Timmy are waiting at the front door. Jimmy is hiding behind a bush. So he's hiding near the door. A young, sweet kid answers the door. So he's a very nice boy. Happy Halloween. Your costumes are cool, he says. So he kind of thinks Paige and Timmy look really good. Their costumes are cool. If something's cool, of course, you like it. You think it's pretty special. It's interesting. Maybe you kind of want to have it. It's a term that a lot of people, younger people might use, right? These shoes are cool, or that movie's cool, or listen to this song. It's really cool. It means you like something if it's cool.
像我们中文讲说，哎，很酷哎，那个酷其实真的就是直接从英文的 cool，C-O-O-L 这个形容词来的，就是很酷的意思，就是你知道酷的那种意思。
Mm-hmm. For example, Eric wore a cool pair of shoes to school today. He wore a cool pair of shoes to school. All right. Jimmy then, of course, was hiding. He jumps out from behind the bush.Boo! He yells to try to scare another person. But this time it's not so good. The kid cries and drops all the candy. So he really scared the poor little boy. Oh no, Jimmy and Timmy, the bad boys, they laugh. But Paige, the sister, and Dad, of course, are staring angrily at them, mm-hmm. and looking at them like, you bad boys, how could you do that? Look what you did, he's crying now. Are you happy? They finally reach the last house on the block, so they scare all the other people in the neighborhood. They get to the last house. This house is strange. It's dark and scary. Yeah, like a haunted house, or maybe nobody's home, but certainly it looks kind of scary. Okay. Dad says, this is the last house, right? After this, we have to go home. Mm-hmm. Boys, he says, go ring the bell. Go ring the bell, or the doorbell. Ding dong. And then he holds Paige back. So the girl, the daughter, walks forward. Dad says, don't go. And then he winks at her. When you do that, you wink at someone, and you're kind of sending a secret message, right? So don't go with the boys is what Dad is telling her, but he doesn't say anything. Now, the boys are scared because of this dark, scary house, but they're trying to look brave. Okay, we'll go to the door, they say, trying to be cool and brave to ring the bell.
To ring the bell.
Yes.
所以还是去按了一下那个 bell.
Yeah. Ding dong. Now, a bell could be something you hold in your hand, right? Ding, 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 like that. But we also use it for the electric doorbell by your front door. For example, the mailman rang the bell and delivered my package. So if you want to see if someone is at home, you can ring the bell.
因为其实 bell 啊，原本在还没有电没有电铃，还没有发明电铃的时候，它真的就是那种用手摇的 bell， 或者是教堂的钟声的钟啊，也可以用这个钟 bell。那如果真的是去按电铃的话，就会用这个动词叫做 ring the bell， 就是按电铃，不会用 press 哦，而是 ring， 把它按响了 ，ring the bell。
Right, just as they ring the bell, Timmy says to his brother, "Don't you think the house is empty?" So I think they hope.The house is empty because it's kind of a scary house. So maybe they're thinking, oh, nobody's home. The people here, they're at work or they're watching a movie. They're not home. But suddenly the front door opens and an old man in a vampire costume is standing there.
好像哦。
So the house is not empty. There's a vampire in the house. Of course, if something is empty, there's nothing inside of it. If it's an empty house,We generally mean there are no people inside. The people have gone away. Mm-hmm. Or it could be there's nothing inside, right? There's no chairs or tables, beds, nothing. It's empty. If you drink all of your water because you're thirsty, you'll have an empty glass, nothing inside.
Right. 所以不管是房子啊，或者是杯子啊，或者是罐子啊，里面什么都没有，或者是房子没人住，可以用 empty.E-M-P-T-Y, 这个形容词空的 empty.
That's right, you'd be all alone. For example, Brittany likes to study in an empty room without loud noises, so she doesn't like having people, just her in an empty room. The vampire says, good evening, I love children's blood. So he's scaring the boys, he's saying, I'm going to drink your blood.Because I'm a vampire. Well, Jimmy and Timmy scream, and run away from the house. And just as they run away from the house, another man in a werewolf costume, so he looks like a wolf monster from the movies, he jumps out in front of them and scares them too. That's two times they've been scared very quickly. The werewolf says, come back, kids. Where are you running to?
Hey, 原来是阿公耶。是阿公耶。
Huh? Yeah.
It's
grandpa, exactly. Jimmy and Timmy run all the way home, but the werewolf takes off the mask, and it's grandpa. That's why he said he was busy.I see. Dad is very happy. He says, yay, you scared Jimmy and Timmy, Grandpa. So they're all very happy. Paige, Dad, Grandpa, the werewolf, and his old vampire friend, who's, of course, not really a vampire, they all laugh, and I'm sure they high-five each other. Meanwhile, Jimmy and Timmy are at home crying under their beds.
I think this is a happy ending.
It's pretty funny, yeah. All right. Well, that's it for our Halloween story. That was a good one. We'll be back after this short break. Well, there you go. I think that's a good lesson. Just because it's Halloween doesn't mean you can be mean to people by scaring them. And if you do scare them, maybe someone else will scare you even more.
Right. 这就是一个很好的 lesson 给 Timmy and Jimmy.
Right. So we wish you all a happy Halloween. We hope trick-or-treating is very great. And remember, don't eat too much candy too fast. You'll get a tummy ache.
Right.
Good advice. All right, guys. See you later. Happy Halloween.
Step by step.
Don't you think the house is empty? Don't you think the house is empty?
Of course, yes. Someone moved out last year.
Don't you think the house is empty?
No, not really. A family moved in yesterday.
Don't you think the house is empty?
Of course, yes. Someone moved out last year.
Don't you think the house is empty?
No, not really. A family moved in yesterday.
Could you speak louder, please?
Could you speak louder, please?
Hello, everyone. I'm Zephyr. 我们在讲电话的时候，除了对方说太快，经常遇到的另一个问题啊，就是所处的环境太吵，或者是收讯不良，让对方的声音听起来很小声。这个时候啊，你就要说 ，Could you speak louder, please? Could you speak louder, please? 可以请你说大声一点吗？我们都知道。Loud 就是大声响亮的意思，加上比较级的字尾 ER 就变成更大声更响亮的，只要在形容词的后面加上 ER 就可以表示更怎么样怎么样，例如说 tall 高大的， taller 更高大的， nice 很好的， nicer 是更好的。注意一下哦， loudTall 还有 nice， 它的发音都是两个音节以下。那么如果一个字的发音有三个音节以上，比较级的形式就会变成前面加另一个字 more。例如说 beautiful 美丽的 ，more beautiful 更美丽的 ，comfortable 舒服的 ，more comfortable 更舒服的。OK， 以后有人讲话太小声，你就可以说 Could you speak louder, please?可以请你说大声一点吗？今天的小聚会就先告一段落，让我们来复习一下今天的例句吧。And don't forget to come back and join us next time.
Could you speak louder, please?
Could you speak louder, please?
Meet the wasp. Meet the wasp. Meet the wasp. Meet the wasp. Meet the wasp.
A spooky Halloween.
Trick or treat!
Hello, kids. Open up your bags so I can give you candy. Whoa!
Yay! We scared Mrs. Lou.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Lou. Boys, that isn't nice.You shouldn't play mean tricks on people.
Happy Halloween! Your costumes are cool!
This is the last house. Boys, go ring the bell.
Don't you think the house is empty?
Good evening. I love children's blood.
Come back, kids. Where are you running to?
Yay! You scared Jimmy and Timmy, Grandpa!
Bag. Bag. Mom bought a beautiful new bag at the department store. Mom bought a beautiful new bag at the department store. Cool. Cool.Eric wore a cool pair of shoes to school today. Eric wore a cool pair of shoes to school today. Bell. Bell. The mailman rang the bell and delivered my package. The mailman rang the bell and delivered my package. Empty. Empty. Brittany likes to study in an empty room without loud noises. Brittany likes to study in an empty room without loud noises.